day. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Mickey Filer Show. Experience and a name you can trust. Or whatever else those news anchor promos use. On 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar. Where every day is game day.
Be brighter. Someday,
put it together and we'll get it undone. Once you tune in tomorrow, I told my wife last night that Ingles has a couple of big specials coming up. We're going to go over and get the big porterhouse. We're going to go get some chicken wings. Tune in tomorrow. I'll tell you what the specials are. Between now and then, get your Starbucks there, get your gas there, go buy the pharmacy stuff there, flowers, the floor department there. Love the deli, love the bakery, love the meat and seafood section they have there. Told you, crab cakes, man. Go get those crab cakes. Simple. Well, you can do this. 15 minutes in the oven, crab cakes. Love the prices, love the savings, love my great friends over at Ingles. Check those good folks out and help out some local schools. Good people right here with Ingles. To our guest lines, Eric Backetts, Clemson baseball coach, joins us. Good morning, Coach Backetts. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Mickey. How are you?
I'm awesome. I got a couple of obscure stats to talk about this morning, but I want to get your overview of taking 2 out of 3 from Louisville in a series that was so close and so competitive, and really the 2 you won, you could have lost. The 1 you lost, you could have won. It was a wild, 3 totally different kinds of games, but another very good weekend for you guys against Louisville.
Yeah, that's a really good way to put it. I haven't heard that it framed that way. You know, the 2 we won, we could have lost, and the 1 we lost, we should have won. But that is exactly true. And, of course, you know, coaches, we only look at the 1 we should have won.
Right.
You know, there was a path to win that one, and that was disappointing because we didn't find it. And that's one where, you know, you look in the mirror and you say, I could have done something, one more thing, one less thing. You know, should have left him in, should have took him out, should have bunted, shouldn't have bunted, should have stole, shouldn't have stole. You know, like Monday morning quarterback that one all day long. But overall, 2 out of 3 from a very good ranked Louisville program, Louisville team. You know, we'll certainly take it and move on because we're in a stretch of our season that it just gets harder and harder.
I think if I'd have told you when we talked last Tuesday that you would have 3 times the amount of stolen bases they've had, that you wouldn't believe that one maybe. But you had 6 stolen bases. You held them to 2 stolen bases, which is hard against those guys. But part of that was in your 2 wins, you had 1 walk and 1 hit batsman. Now, it's a great offense they've got there, and they put pressure on you like crazy. But how important is it keeping those guys off the base pass, and you didn't give them any kind of freebies in the first 2 wins?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And the starting pitching we got from Canuck and Titsworth was just phenomenal. You know, Titsworth's first start, ACC Pitcher of the Week caliber start, just got that award last night. So that was big time. There weren't really any walks issued in all of Game 1. There was 1 walk on both sides issued in the game. So, you know, sometimes that's the way it is. The zone is a little bit bigger, and there just aren't any walks being issued. And so it was, you know, for us, you know, part of our offense is getting those free passes. We've been really good at drawing walks this year. And, you know, we only drew 1 walk ourselves and didn't walk them at all. And so they jumped us right away, 5 spot in the first 2 innings. So we haven't been reliant on the 3-run homer. But, man, it was great to get a couple of 3-run homers, and of course none bigger than Jack Crichton's 2-out 3-run home run for first of his career.
Yeah, I know you say you second guess yourself, but you don't second guess putting Crichton back there in the lineup and then getting that nice hit. You talked about him before, he's coming on and you know, his exit velo is good and all that, but the first home run, that had to feel good. McGovern gets a good strong inning, and then you turn it over to Garrison and Malstead. Huge to do that. Tell me about McGovern, because That's 2 outings now since you kind of held him back a few weeks, and he looked good once again.
Yep. Yeah, he, you know, he was out with some tenderness, and so, you know, we're always going to err on the side of caution there and precaution. But, yeah, having him back, and he's just a funky look, you know, that high over-the-top look, and that good induced vertical break on his fastball, and then that, you know, that big depth curveball, and you know he and Coach Bellinger have really worked on the changeup as well. So having him back in the fold, especially coming off of seeing a guy like Aiden Canuck, and then you just see a funky left-hander, it's a good way to pair him after Aiden. So we really like throwing him after that if the situation allows. So to him to have a quick inning, that was pretty cool.
Well, you know, I talked about this in the past. I like teams that win in different ways. 2-3-run home runs and a 7-6 win. Then you turn around and a 2-1 win. Give me the idea of Titsworth. He showed you some stuff before in one of the previous outings. What was the thought about starting him? And then what did you think of a six innings, three hits, no walks, and obviously no runs?
Yeah, when he went extended against Gardner-Webb in relief, that was really kind of – we've always used Drew as a 1-2-inning guy, and maybe he could, you know, go to three. And then we extended him to almost 5 innings against Gardner-Webb, and it was just – the thought was, well, if he can do that, there's no reason he can't start. And he's a big, strong, physical, durable kid. You know, he certainly physically can do it. So it's just more just being able to check that box. And so for him to make his first career start and go 6 innings scoreless and no walks, that was a bridge crossed for him, of a role change to now us considering him as a permanent starter.
I know, again, I'm going to gloss over what Reed and what Lucas did for you in the back of that bullpen once again, but much like McGovern, give me an idea of the key that Wentworth, he comes in, you know, Allen gives up the hit, and then 3-up, 3-down, Wentworth holds him at bay in a very tight 7th inning. What'd you think there? Why'd you go to him, and what'd you see from Wentworth?
Sure, yeah, the TP's got a slow heartbeat, you know, and he's got a premium slider. The metrics on his slider and the chase and the whiff and the, you know, just how that pitch plays up. It's a really good pitch. So I think that inning that 2 of the 3 hitters were left-handed, and you know, we needed strikes, and TP's a strike thrower, and he's got the special pitch. So, you know, we decided to give the nod to him, and he's been very patient and wanting opportunities. And so we gave it to him, and he was outstanding. And, you know, we had already, you know, we've extended Garrison Malstead a lot this year. I mean, we have ridden those guys like rented mules, and they are, you know, they are strong and senior and veteran and leader and all the things, and just have been so awesome. But there's a limit. There's a max upper limit to how much they can pitch. You know, you can't just throw them every game. And so they were unavailable on Sunday because we pitched them both on Friday and Saturday, or Thursday and Friday. They were both unavailable on Saturday. And so, that was the reason for using the opener with Fitzgerald and then getting to B.J. Bailey so we could kind of work front to back instead of back to front like we usually do with Malstead and Garris available. But having other guys like TP and McGovern that can also bridge some innings in the middle when needed, it's really, really important for us to be able to have those trustworthy guys that we know we're going to at least get strikes.
And then Chance and B.J., obviously B.J. goes 7 innings against a really good offense, so all that in a wild seesaw kind of game. But what do you think of Chance's start, and what do you think of B.J. coming in once again to give you some 7 solid innings?
Yeah, I thought Chance, you know, as a predetermined opener, just go 2 innings, go once through the lineup. I thought he did great, gave up solo homer, which, you know, 2 innings, 1 run, I think we'll all take that. And then BJ, you know, BJ just, he thrives in that being able to come in the bullpen and just kind of stay in there a long time. And, you know, even when he's a starter, we consider him a starter, but he likes to consider himself that bullpen guy, you know, and even when he starts, he still runs in from the bullpen. He doesn't run in from the dugout. So I love that about him. I love that mindset because that's what makes him good. He needs to be a mentality of a sprinter, not a marathoner. And so it's just a bullpen guy that's going to come in and put a zero up in that one inning and then just do it again and then do it again and hopefully do it 7 times. And that's what he did. He did it 7 times. It wasn't all zeros, but, you know, BJ's turned out to be a very valuable pitcher for us just because he can give us some length, got 2 different breaking balls, got a changeup, and, you know, he just keeps getting better as time keeps going on. So the deal in that game was, we had a million scoring opportunities and we didn't cash in on hardly any of them. And it just that there was so many for the taking. So, you know, you partly tip your cap to Louisville for wiggling out of so many jams, but you know, you just can't. We cannot. We've been so good at cashing in on those run scoring opportunities, and we had a basically bat a stinker on that final game where we just for whatever reason we just didn't.
All right, you let us under the hood every once in a while. Two questions. The first one, did BJ talk? You went out there one time, and I thought, well, you know, I'm going to stand up and clap this because BJ did great. But did he talk you out of it when you went out to take him out the first time?
No, we were putting on a play.
Okay, and, good.
Yeah, no, we that one, usually you can kind of tell with the pace of, you know, how I walk.
Okay.
A lot of times I'm just doing a slow walk to make sure I've given the bullpen guy enough time to get ready. And if I ever just run out there, it's just to either give them a vote of confidence or put on something specific because we think they're going to do something, whether it's bunt or run or, you know, put on a first and third play or whatever the case may be. But yeah, and that one, it was more, I think that, you know, chaos was starting to happen and it was more settling things down.
Believe me, Coach, we watched Mike Martin around here, Florida State, for years. Every one of your walks is a sprint compared to what we saw from legendary Coach Martin all those times. The other thing under the hood here, because you've been so efficient offensively, when you have a game like Sunday where you couldn't and everything that could go wrong went wrong there with the leaving 16 on base, do you address that? Do you brush it off? You burn the film? How do you handle that with your team?
Yeah, we've been honest with them at every turn, and you know you look for learning lessons and opportunities for growth and all of it. So I think there's different but similar lessons to be learned. You know, we missed a squeeze, we had strikeouts with the bases loaded, and so you know we've been so good with the bases loaded early on, and then we haven't been as good with the bases loaded late. And so you start to look at the layers underneath. Okay, what's causing us to not cash in on these opportunities? And if it's something within our control, like an approach, then that's certainly something we can fix right away. And we don't want our guys guessing pitch to pitch. We want them to be able to execute an approach, whether we're on the heater or whether we're sitting on an off-speed pitch or whether we're looking up in the zone or out over the plate or whatever the case may be. We just want to burn the boats with that plan. There is no plan B. We just want to be able to execute the plan. And so we just, you know, I think we have to really, really look and see, you know, what's going on, what happened, why did we do that, what, you know, and then a lot of times it's just, you know, and I'll always say it's, you know, if someone say what happened, I say bad coaching, you know. And so it's just you got to point the thumb, and this is part of, you know, one of the shared language things in our program of extreme ownership. Everybody's got to point the thumb, including myself. And if they didn't have a dialed in approach, then that's my fault for not communicating it well enough. And then the captains would then point the thumb next and say, well, they should have reiterated the approach to or whatever to the, you know, the guys going up to the plate, and then the guy at the plate, I should have known exactly what we were trying to do there. And so I think there's layers to it, but obviously it starts with me and us as coaches, and we just got to make sure we're cashing in on those scoring opportunities, because that's not a sustainable way to play offense when you have that many runners get on and not get them home. So luckily it hasn't plagued us all year. It was hopefully it's just one fluky game, but I can promise you we will get to the bottom of it and get it fixed.
NC State this weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, they come out yesterday and they're ranked. So that's going to be 11 straight games. And you're right in the middle of that right now against ranked opponents. Your thoughts on Georgia, your thoughts on NC State and pitching and how you're going to handle all this. And, again, a Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, a little bit different deal, but a big one tonight over at Doug Kingsmore at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, we talked last weekend going into the Louisville series of, you know, we wouldn't want to go into the postseason, you know, playing some cupcakes and having the easy part of our schedule. If we're going to truly be battle tested, we want the hardest part of our schedule going into the postseason. So we're mentally talking about really leaning in to the challenge of what these next few weeks bring. All ranked teams, like you said, three out of the four weekends, road weekends, in the middle of finals. You know, that this is the week before finals for all of Clemson. Next week is finals, so you got two road series, you know, mixed in with finals. Like, we got all these X factors and variables, you know, some variables working against us, but we got to lean into it. And it's, you know, again, how we frame stress and adversity, and we got to smile at it and say, good, bring it on, let's go. And so that's what we're doing. We know if we're going to be the team that we're going to be, and we're going to compete to be the last team standing, then this is the type of schedule stretch that we need to be able to navigate in order to be the Omaha National Championship club we want to be.
All right, I'm going to press play here from the last 6 weeks. I've asked you this. Gillen, will we see him this week, and how's he doing?
Yeah, I was hopeful that he might have been available on Saturday. It just would have not been smart, so instead we had him throw a bullpen on Saturday, which means he potentially could be activated. I don't want to say for sure, but there's a high probability he's activated this week, whether he throws tonight or whether he throws this weekend. I know we're everyone is excited to see us, you know, to see him in action and us have an additional option in that bullpen when he comes back.
I'm going to leave you with this, Coach, because you do this all the time, and it's, again, behind the curtains a little bit deal. My friend Greg said, thank you for the sliding mitt surprise to the kids. You're so generous with the kids, and he said his son, Lawson, won't take his off right now. So, great stuff once again. 8 o'clock tonight over at Doug Kingsmore, top 10 battle, Clemson and Georgia. Good luck there. Good luck up in Raleigh, and let's talk about another big one with Florida State when we visit next week.
All right, sounds great. Thanks, Mickey. Go Tigers.
All right. Eric Backich, EB, is elite. Short break. We'll come back. Dr. Milt Lauder joins us on the other side right after this.
No one wants it to happen to them, but unfortunately, chances are good that at some point, it'll happen to you. Roof troubles. It's one of the most important parts of your biggest investment. So when you need repairs or a new installation, you need someone who you can trust to get the job done right. You need Joe Robertson & Son Roofing.
As a family-owned and operated roofing company since 1965, Joe Robertson & Son have built a reputation for quality craftsmanship. It's why thousands of upstate home and business owners have chosen them for their roofing needs. Beyond providing quality work they're proud to stand by, Joe Robertson & Son Roofing also takes a client-first approach to their job. That means quality roofing, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. Put it all together, and it's easy to see why they're the upstate's premier roofing provider.
You can't cut corners when it comes to roof repairs and installation, so go with the trusted name in the upstate. Go with Joe Robertson & Son Roofing. Get started today by visiting them online at robertsonroofing.net.
Hello, sports fans. This is Bosey Boggs of the Boggs Law Firm, located in Greenville, South Carolina, but serving the upstate for over 20 years. We've always been happy to be long-term sponsors of the Mickey Plyler Show, WCCP. And just thank all the listeners who have used our firm in the past. And anyone who has a legal question in the future, don't hesitate to call us at 233-8066 or find us on the web at www.boggslawfirm.com. No case is too big or small, and I'd be happy to talk to you personally about your situation. And if I can't help you, I'll find someone that does.
Landscape professionals, do you have clients that could use topdressing.com service? Call them at 888-850-1850 or visit topdressing.com and discuss how they can help your clients with their propriety top dressing service. Hey, Bermuda and Soysia homeowners, they can help you too and offer free quotes and turf evaluations. Let them make your lawn the envy of the neighborhood. Call 888-850-1850 or visit topdressing.com.
Danny Ford here for my good friends at Bennett Equipment, who have stood the test of time selling and renting construction equipment for 25 years now. Bennett is one of the top five dealers in the country for Takeuchi compact equipment, and when you deal with Bennett and Takeuchi, you get the quality, dependability, and service you expect and deserve. So call or stop by today and tell them Danny Ford sent you. Take it from me, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
Hey, Tiger fans, Don Munson here to tell you about Buff City Soap. You'll find delightfully scented plant-based soaps that are handmade daily. They're on a mission to create handmade products that are free of harsh ingredients and full of nourishing plant-based goodies to make your skin happy. They have beard oil, pet soap, bath bombs, laundry soap, body butter, and more. The Munson household is sold. Nourish your skin at Buff City Soap with two locations to serve you in the upstate, Hartwell Village Shopping Center in Clemson and the Shops at Green Ridge in Greenville.
Attention homeowners, is your roof showing signs of age? Don't wait until leaks cause costly damage. Rave Renovation is offering a full roof replacement up to 2,000 square feet for just $99.99, including a 10-year workmanship warranty. Get complete tear-off, new shingles, a WeatherWatch leak barrier, up to 3 sheets of plywood replaced, full cleanup and debris removal. Spots are limited, don't miss this deal. Call 864-203-2173 for your free roof inspection or visit raverenovations.com. Larger roofs qualify for additional discounts.
Hi friends, Mickey Plotter here. I want to encourage you to join us Tuesday from 6 to 9 a.m. for the Mickey Plotter Show right here on The Roar. Our guest will be Eric Backetts, Clemson baseball coach. We're going to review the Louisville series and preview this week's games with Georgia and NC State. Dr. Milt Louder, our sports and performance psychologist from Amplos.com, will be here. And we'll talk to Tony Morrell of TheBigSport.com. He's going to review the South Carolina spring game. That's when you join us Tuesday from 6 to 9 a.m. for the Mickey Plotter Show right here on The Roar.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar, the only media outlet where you won't need a two-step authentication to access.
It's going to be exciting.
The Roar, where every day's game day.
Out in the countryside. Lay back and smell the sun. Warm up the Georgia pie. Feels so good to be taking it easy. Why would I ever leave? 'Cause I know I got some good friends that live down the street. Got a good looking woman with her arms around me. Here in a small town where it feels like
had a hankering. Had a hankering.
Every day.
I had a hankering for a Frosty the other day. And the reason I did is because someone texted on the show and said, have you had their new Frosty yet? They got some new Frosty flavors. And I have not. And so I'm riding down the road with my daughter, and she's asleep. And I can't do it because I don't want to wake her up with the drive-thru of a welcome to Wendy's about help you. And I have to order. So I'm trying to be quiet. So I didn't get my Frosty. However, I'm going to have to introduce her to Frosties. That way she can stay awake long enough to do this. Hankering for Frosties. You can do it for breakfast as well. $2 for $3 Biggie bundle bag. Start your day off right this morning. And there's a new sensation in fast food breakfast, and it's Wendy's. And they're crushing it right now with the burritos and the biscuits and the breakfast burritos, like I said, and English muffins. They're doing a great job with all that. Breakfast Baconator. Be a good way to start your day over at Wendy's. A quick shout out to my very good friend LG, who had her very first birdie the other day with her dad. LG, we're proud of you. Hope you have a great day at school and more birdies to come. Always good to introduce those kids to the golf course. I know LG looks like she's a natural on that golf course. Speaking of natural, our good friend Dr. Milt Louder, a moment with Milt, Amplos.com. Good morning, sir. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. Not as good as LG, but I'm doing well. And glad she got her first birdie. And you know you're old when you start talking about a hankering.
Mickey. Hankering, man.
Hankering. I don't think that's a word this new generation is using.
I use another one all the time. I was in Brad Brownell's office years ago, and we're sitting down. We're talking for an hour. And then I get up, and it takes me a while. And I said, Coach, you're from Indiana, so you might not know this, but you're in the South now. Are you familiar with Stove Up? And he was like, what are you talking about stove up? Now, well, here's what stove up looks like. So I got up out of his chair, and I'm making these noises like, and I was stove up. So introduced him to the South and stove up through.
My father-in-law, actually, it's his birthday today. That is, if you play a round of golf with him, it's not long after they get all stove up.
Stove up. Yeah, no doubt about that. Hey, I wanted to ask you about the growth project is awesome. And it's free. Episode 325. I've not heard this one yet. I didn't know about it till last night. But you had a great sit down with your partner here, Dr. Drew Brannon, about a medical condition that he had, and in which he was extremely limited with his eyesight for 60 days. This is fascinating. I got to hear this. Tell me what happened there, and what you might have learned so far in part one of this podcast.
Yeah, Mickey, thanks for asking. Drew Brannon and I, he joined the practice in 2010. So we're going on 15 years here together, and he has one good eye. Had an injury to one eye when he was young playing baseball, and so really only had good vision out of one eye. And a few years ago, he had a detached retina in the bad eye, and the recovery process for detached retina is pretty brutal. You have to lay down, face down, on a mat or on a bed or a massage table for 45 minutes of every hour for 7 days. Huh. And at that time, a few years ago, he was able to still see out of his other good eye, and recovered from it and hadn't thought twice about it. But January 20th, Martin Luther King Day, or the day before, started having some spots in his eyes. And the next morning, woke up with a line across his eye. Went to the doctor, detached retina, emergency surgery, and started the process of recovery. And this was very difficult because he couldn't see out of the other eye. And so the same process of lying face down, he did that for 7 or 8 days, was not making very much progress, you know, and the doctor kept saying we're within normal limits. Well, the next week he went back after 2 weeks of just struggling, and the retina become detached again. And so it's an emergency surgery. There's no time to think or process. Goes right to surgery the next day, and this time the recovery was 7 weeks. And so he pretty much went 2 months without being able to see, without being able to function, without being able to drive. Progress to him was his wife would drop him off at the Swamp Rabbit Trail, and he would walk a mile or two. And he couldn't really see, and so he would walk, and then he could hear people coming, and he would have to stop and let them pass because he couldn't recognize or couldn't see. And so I'll give him a lot of credit for his courage and his faith and his perseverance, but he wanted to be able to tell his story. And so we've got a 3-part series. Last week was, hey, let's learn about this detached retina, what happened, what were some of the initial reactions. We've talked about on this show in the past, Mickey, how do we kind of gain some perspective in life and continue to progress? It's when there's an event, we get to have a human reaction. So last week, he talked a lot about that human reaction and was very vulnerable and raw in his emotions of how challenging it was. You know, that's the one that was released. Tomorrow, we'll release the one of, hey, how did I get through? What were some of the things that he created that help you get through something really difficult? And then next week, we'll record today, actually. So what are some of the lessons? And there's still some fear, Mickey, this could reoccur. But I really appreciate you asking. It's been so hard to watch someone you love, you know, as we talked about all the time, to be in pain and struggle through that and not being able to take away the pain. I think the lesson for all of us, we're all going to go through some type of significant trauma in our life. And hopefully this podcast will, one, encourage you that it's okay to be human. It's okay to feel the pain. It's okay to be emotional and sad and upset and to understand that reaction. But also for the rest of us, you know, what are some things when we go through those times that we can put together in our life? And for people trying to love and support people going through something really difficult, how can we show up in a way that's very helpful and not hurtful?
Can't wait to hear it. There's something, I mean, the physical part of it is one thing. The emotional part of it is another. And then the long-term, the fear, the uncertainty. I mean, and you guys are, I'll ask you this, like when you're going through it and you're going through this trials and tribulations, do you think that professionally, because we talked about being a dad and like you tell dads what to do and then you struggle with being a dad sometimes. Is Dr. Brannon, is he more equipped than the average person, maybe, or in some ways, maybe he knows so much about the mind and the brain and how it works. I mean, you know, it's two different ways to look at this thing, right?
Yeah, I think that's a great point, Mickey. I know that for me, I do feel like I should be able to handle things a little bit better because I've been teaching this for 25 years. Or you put some of those expectations. And I think permission to be human in that moment and knowing what you should do and knowing how you should do it, it's a whole lot easier to talk about it than do it. And so I think that was part of the process. I don't know anybody that is more disciplined or has a higher level of mental toughness or a routine that allows him to be at his best. I don't know many people that do it better than him.
But still you've got that long-term thing too. I mean, there's a lot hanging in the balance.
That is just hanging there.
Right.
And I think you start asking yourself these questions. Am I going to be able to see again? Am I going to be able to watch my kids play ball? Am I going to watch them experience life? Am I going to be able to work? And so all that doubt and fear and frustration and anxiety that exists, and you understand, hey, why your brain is doing that, but how you respond to it when you're experiencing it is completely different when you're trying to coach somebody through it. And that's why we need people in our life to offer perspective, to share the pain, to walk through us in those difficult times. As we talk a lot, you know, when God closes one door, he opens another, but it's hell in the hallway. What are some of the things we can do to walk forward in that hallway in faith and believe that we're going to be okay, even though there may not be a whole lot of evidence to support that?
Well, it's interesting because it's your practice, but I was listening to another podcast about it the other day, and it said that it's communication is such a big key, and that those that can tell stories have such a big advantage. And now he's got a different story now. He had a story before,
yeah,
but now an enhanced, even a different story, so that's one way to look at all that. So I can't wait. So three parts. Remind me again. One is out now. Part one is out now. Part two comes out today?
Tomorrow. Part one is really just kind of the backdrop, the setting.
Okay. Hey,
what do we understand? What was the experience? What were some of the initial reactions? Part two was, okay, how did you try to cope with it? What worked? What didn't work? How do you get through the next day? What are some of the parameters? And part three is, as we look back and still not far out of the woods, but what are some of the lessons and how do we hope we maintain the perspective about what's really important in the process?
Can't wait. Fascinating stuff. I thought about you the other day, and I love throwing you curveballs, but I heard this. I was listening to a dream expert. I was listening to an expert on the brain. And I mentioned this to Dr. Martin yesterday. I want to get we got the medical part of him yesterday, and I'm going to get your psychological part of it today. And I learned this, that in some cases, if you have right brain, a stroke in parts of your right brain, that those individuals sometimes lose all awareness of the left side of their body and the left side of any environment around them. And it's strange to see this, but like they won't eat, oftentimes they won't eat anything on the left side of their plate. They have no concept of left side. And even like if you do this, you probably heard this, like you ask them to draw a clock and there's a circle there and you put all 12 numbers on the right side of the clock. We lose all concepts of the left. And to me, man, first of all, the fascinating parts of the brain that control different parts of it, but how powerful that is, that I mean, they know there's a left, but they don't have a concept of left. They even think like their left arm, like that's somebody else's arm. I mean, what a powerful – I just thought that was absolutely fascinating.
Yeah, it's unbelievable kind of what the brain can do, but I think what's even more remarkable is sometimes the plasticity of the brain. And so sometimes in those strokes, the corpus callosum that connects the two hemispheres of the brain, if depending on where the stroke is, depending on where the trauma is, depending on how young the person is, sometimes the study I remember, Mickey, I was studying in grad school is – there's a 6-year-old with severe seizures on one side of his brain, and he had a hemispherectomy. I mean, they took out the whole left hemisphere pretty much of the brain. And the right side of the brain, say it was the left side, the right side of the brain, the child was 6 years old, started taking over the functions of the left side of the brain. And so the plasticity of the brain is also something that fascinates me, its ability to adapt and adjust to its surroundings and environment, and create new neural pathways, which creates new levels of perspective and understanding and insight and awareness and responses and reactions. That brain's ability and the human's ability to compensate is really remarkable.
That's just crazy to me, through all of that. Tell me then about, well, the growth project. That's obviously huge and what's coming up, but also anything else that you guys are doing, how they can reach you and how you can help, and some executive coaching and some sports and psychology and performance type stuff. It's a great company and it'll be a great time to get involved with the Hemp Plus.
Yeah, Mickey, I just wake up most days with just unbelievable gratitude for the opportunities that we have to really help people in their life, to that language we talk about all the time, to be better and pursue better. That inspires us on a consistent basis, and looking for opportunities and having people trust you in those opportunities. And so that's kind of what motivates us and inspires us. You can find that with Milpine. Milpine is our place to where the brain is open to new experiences, the land we have in Liberty, and we're starting to create some traction and momentum with some corporate events and some private events, and really kind of relaunching Milpine as a wedding venue. And so really excited about seeing that come to life, to not only have experiences to create something together, but now these weddings to where you can create lasting memories at a beautiful space in the Upstate. And so we just feel blessed with opportunities. This show is one of them. We appreciate the opportunity to connect with you and your listeners, and hopefully to be relevant and encouraging and inspiring to those who listen.
Is the the part of the brain that connects both sides, corpus callosum?
Callosum.
Callosum?
Yeah. Yeah, you fact-checked me. It's been
No.
I think I'm right.
No, you're right on that.
Fact-checking me.
Dr. Martin told me yesterday that in the autopsy of Einstein, that was larger than the average person. So the idea that you can marry the two sides of the brain. And I'm going to leave you with this text message from 6368 says, does the brain adaptability stuff work if you're dumb asking for a friend? So we'll get
absolutely it works. It just maybe work at a different level. Dr. Martin is one of the smartest men I know. His depth of knowledge and scientific understanding of almost anything just amazes me whenever I listen to him and whenever I talk to him.
Yeah, and you were in that same class. There's not a lot of people in that class, but you're in that same class for sure. Hey, I always enjoy it. Hope the family's well. Hope you guys had a great Easter, and I can't wait to listen to the podcast. And let's talk about it again next week when we visit as well.
Yeah, you as well. And thanks for asking about Drew. I really appreciate it.
Yep, no doubt. And tell him our prayers are with him, and hopefully a continued success there with the surgeries and stuff. Thank you, Doctor.
I will. Thanks, Mickey. See you.
All right, Dr. Milt Louder, amplos.com. Short break, we'll come back. One up in phone line segment, and then Tony Morrell, more after this.
Contractors, we know what it takes to build something great. Long days, hard work, and the right materials. At Harbin Lumber Company, we're here to make sure you've got everything you need to get the job done. Since 1917, we've been your trusted partner in building dreams, from framing lumber to finished materials. When you work with Harbin, you're not just getting quality supplies, you're getting a team that's got your back. Visit one of our local lumber yards today and let's build dreams together.
Easley has welcomed Greer Flooring Center with open arms, and as a thank you, we are offering 12 months same as cash on your next project. Visit our state-of-the-art showroom at 5606 Calhoun Memorial Highway. Or start by using our flooring visualizer at greerflooringcenter.com. Take a photo of your room and then select different flooring options, and you get to see what it would look like. It makes those nights scrolling through your phone more fun. Remember, you'll always find a knowledgeable, experienced staff member and the right prices at Greer Flooring Center.
When you need plumbing and drain services, call Roto-Rooter and get the problem fixed fast. Roto-Rooter is locally owned and operated. We've been making troubles go down the drain since 1935, and you can count on us for reliable service at your home or business. Call 1-800-GET-ROTO. That's 1-800-GET-ROTO, or schedule service online at rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name, and away go troubles down the drain. Roto-Rooter.
Get ready for a weekend of free family-friendly fun as the Bassmaster Elite Series returns to Lake Hartwell. Watch the best anglers in the world weigh in their catch and explore the exciting weekend expo featuring interactive booths from Whataburger, Toyota, Bass Pro Shops, even free boat demo rides. Plus, enjoy local vendors and mouth-watering food trucks. Join us at the Whataburger Bassmaster Elite at Lake Hartwell, April 24th through the 27th at Green Pond Landing in Anderson. And catch the fun. For details, visit Bassmaster.com.
Hey, Roar listeners. Morgan Coleman here. Spring is the busiest time of the year for real estate, so let's make sure you're prepared before you jump into the market. Whether it's your first time buying and selling or your 10th, schedule a meeting with me to ensure you're armed with the information you need. I take pride in the education I provide my clients and would be honored to do the same for you. If you're considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
Have you ever wondered if you need an estate plan? David Green hears that question daily, and the answer is always yes. Let David and his team guide you through the process of creating a personalized estate plan to protect your legacy for your family. Today is the day to make that happen. Don't wait another day. Call David Green at 271-7940, that's 271-7940, or visit greenlaw.legal to start securing your legacy today.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit EngineersLeap.com.
Did you pack on a few extra pounds this winter? It's time to shed that winter weight with our GLP-1 weight loss plans from Low Country Mail. Whether it's all that Valentine's chocolate or the seasonal slowdown, we've got the solution. Get rid of that dad bod fast with half off your first 2 months of semaglutide weight loss therapy. Shed those extra pounds, curb cravings, and lose up to 15% body weight with GLP-1s like semaglutide at lowcountrymail.com. Lose the weight and feel your best at lowcountrymail.com.
The Roar, where we're always accepting new listener transfers from the transfer portal 365 days a year. Sorry, Leap Day.
Come on!
We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. The sun ain't changing the atmosphere. Architecture unfamiliar, I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone.
South. American Door Masters, great website, tells what they do, americandoormasters.com, 864-990-3075, 864-990-3075. They're your garage door, residential, commercial applications. They've got great upfront pricing, fast, reliable service, the most reasonable rates in the upstate. So getting a new garage door installed, getting it repaired. I didn't realize the number of broken springs that happen across that industry, but broken spring specialists right here at American Door Masters. If you got broken springs, they'll take care of it for you commercially and residentially. Locally owned, licensed, bonded, insured, 24-hour emergency service. They'll help you out. AmericanDoorMasters.com, AmericanDoorMasters.com, 864-990-3075. And another thing, because that's not a website that you will always remember, a phone number you always remember. If you do have a busted spring on a garage door, just call us up, and you might not remember AmericanDoorMasters.com. I get it all the time. Hey, who's your garage flooring people? Oh, well, Carolina Floor Expressions. You might not remember it, even though we pound it and pound it and pound it. But if you don't, just call us. We'll let you know. AmericanDoorMasters.com. We have an open phone line segment. We have an open text line segment. Our Adams & Co. Roofing phone line is 654-ROAR, 654-7627. our phone number, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. In my point earlier about hopefully we're not going to do any more dumb things, I knew when I said it, I asked you to put aside politics just for the sake of what we're talking about here, of what restroom we use and moving the ACC championship, are men playing women's sports. I knew someone couldn't do it. And I'm in a little text deal down with someone, don't know who it is, but I knew they couldn't. So shouldn't have, no, I should have expected that. Some people are just so tribal that they can't even listen to anything you're saying about it. So that's fine. I'm not going to do that for sure. Texture said, just tune in too late, Miss Dr. Milk. Can you give us a rundown on what the gist of it is? Yes. The gist is that his partner, Dr. Drew Brandon, had lost his vision for basically 60 days, and they're in a podcast now about that. We talked about the psychological part of it, the determination and how it affected his life. It's a three-part podcast at amplos.com, A-M-P-L-O-S.com. Number one's out today, yesterday. Number two comes out tomorrow, and then the third part will be up next week. We're taping it today. So interesting stuff there, and then we talked a little bit about the brain and how the brain works. That's just fascinating to me. Texture said, your take on Ronald Acuna and his comments about the Braves having a double standard. In case you missed this, last week, one of the Atlanta Braves had a guy hit a ball to the warning track. It was he kind of jogged around first and got thrown out at second because he thought it was a home run. And Acuna went on social media, I think he eventually took it off, saying that double standard because I would have been fined or I'd been taken out of the game, whatever it was. And I don't think you should have double standards. Now, some have double standards, but I don't think you should have double standards. But to my knowledge, it was the guy's first time doing it, where Acuna had kind of done it a couple times in that way. I don't like the fact that you got a little infighting now. I don't know. Acuna obviously hadn't played yet. I got on Acuna for not running out ground balls and all this kind of stuff. But I don't know the history behind it. But if he thinks it's a double standard, do other people think that too? Is that what Murphy thinks? Is that what Riley thinks? Is that what Albies thinks? Do you have a double standard there? Or is this just what Acuna thinks? That's the story to me. What does the rest of the roster think? Is he fair for calling out Acuna? Should he have called out whoever did it the other day? I don't know. But that's it. You open it up, and that's where they got to communicate within their clubhouse on that stuff. On social media.
I think the worst part of that is the optics that, allegedly Snicker didn't realize that it had happened. He said, oh, I didn't see that.
You're not watching the game?
I don't know. But it plays in, optics-wise, it makes him look like he's not in the position to be the skipper of the Braves.
Texter 8764 said Acuna has done it about 45 times. He needs to stop with all that noise. I got on Acuna a few years ago, and Braves fans got all over me saying, you don't understand, it's Ronald Acuna. I was all right. Well, there's a double standard there. Texter said Snit is retiring after this year anyway. Is he? Have they announced that? Is he retiring? Did I miss that one? Is that known? I didn't realize that's the case. He can't be old enough. Wait, he's 69 years old, really? He looks good. I thought he was about 62 or 3. He looks good. So apparently, is he retiring? Huh.
His contract expires after this season, but there hasn't been anything official about his future.
Texture, last night, Austin Riley's hustle won the game. I didn't see it. But, yeah, hustle can win games and lose games. But my thing is, what happens in the clubhouse? Do the players have the same perception? Is Acuna on the majority? Acuna. Is he on the majority or is he the minority? That's what would happen. Tech said, he said this may be his last season in between the lines. Well, is he retiring? I don't know. I got this one. We spent two segments early this morning, and I know everybody tunes at different times, but 7702 says, what's the deal with Ian Sheflin? So he might have an extra year but doesn't want to stay at Clemson, or is it the extra year he needs to transfer? What? And I'll go. You could hear segment two today. We spent a whole more than one segment on it, but listen to that one. What it is there are players that are petitioning and trying to get a fifth year. And he is doing this in case. By entering the transfer portal, if Clemson and they get a fifth year, I don't think he's getting a fifth year. I don't think all of them are getting a fifth year. Jaden Zachary did the same thing. If he enters the transfer portal and Clemson fills up the scholarships, then he can go play somewhere else if everyone's granted a fifth year. If Clemson's not filled up and he wants to come back to Clemson, they have a place for him maybe not. But you're doing that kind of insurance because he can withdraw from the transfer portal if he's granted a fifth year. If he's not granted a fifth year, then he's got to move on anyway. Or he can stay in the transfer portal if he's granted a fifth year. Clemson doesn't have a scholarship for him. He's basically a little CYA, right?
Yeah.
You're just covering all your bases. CYB, cover your bases.
And so it's kind of been uncovered that you don't have to have eligibility left to enter the transfer portal officially. So that's why you're seeing people like Terrence Oglesby has entered the transfer portal. Technically, he could. I think that's satire, but it's a mess.
Texter Percy. Good mercy, Percy. Percy says, unfortunately today, some folks can't look at the big picture and get past their own political views. When you are using bathrooms and the ACC tournament as an analogy, people whose whole identity is consumed by the side of the aisle will not be able to comprehend that. Great show as always. Dr. Milt is the best. Thank you, Percy. Yeah, what we've done is we've fallen for it, folks. They have divided us. They have told us that we hate each other. They have told us that we're so different and that we're going to divide you and we're going to make sure that you're not Americans. You're either blue or red. And if you're either gay or straight, you're either black or white, you're either north or south. And we play this identity politics and they've allowed us to divide us. Americans aren't each other's enemies. We've got enemies, friends. We have enemies all over the world. And we're in our bedroom arguing. Meanwhile, in our living room, someone's stealing the TV and stealing all the furniture. And we're back there because they want to divide us. And all of our algorithms on our computers are set up to create more divisiveness. And, oh, I can't believe they said this. And the extremes on both sides make it look like they're all idiots. We're not each other's enemy. Believe it or not, we're not. But we have fallen for it because of the industry and because of the bots that placed upon us, and they want us to divide us, and they want to fundraise off of it, and I'm going to put this on my re-election campaign. You go to my website and see how I stood up to the other side, and now send money to my campaign, and that way I can be re-elected and I can stay in Congress or stay in office longer. And we fell for it.
I wasn't a part of the political system or aware of it 20 years ago, but my understanding is that 20 years ago, you could have a conversation about your policy beliefs, and people would not instantly feel personally attacked because your identity was not primarily your political views. That's changed recently.
Look, I grew up in a town. It was 80-20 black. I spent the night at black kids' house. They spent the night in our house. And our parents sat beside each other, and we liked each other, and we got along with each other. Now we're supposed to hate each other. Like any kind of sexual orientation, you're supposed to hate each other. And they tell us what to believe. You can be on one side and like guns or be on gun show, but you can't be that way because they tell us we can't be that way. Or immigration or size of government. No, we're tribal. They tell us what to think. We're sheep and we believe it because we think the other guy's just the enemy. We're not each other's enemy. We're not. Americans aren't the enemy. The other political party is not the enemy. The enemy's out there, friends. The enemy's out there. But not each other. Goodness gracious. How about this text? 3082 said, Mickey, played golf on vacation last week and got paired with Florida coach Todd Golden. He was super chill, interesting to talk to about NIL and Portal. Well, I need to hear this, 3082. What did Todd Golden say about NIL and Portal? You played golf with Todd Golden? He hadn't called my show yet? You got to call in. You got to let me know. And nice to see. Texter said Milton Mickey, 2028. Why didn't it put me for 32, 36, 40, 44? Because all I'm going to try to do is get reelected. That's all I'm going to do today.
Yeah, we fell for it, man. They divided us, and we let them divide us.
My awesome friends at the Patterson Tax Service are doing your taxes for you. You've got till May the 1st to get your taxes done this year. If you live in an area affected by Hurricane Helene and a disaster area, and that is the whole state of South Carolina, let them do that for you. The great friends of ours at the Patterson Tax Service do my taxes. They do my business taxes, do my personal taxes. I will tell you, love the representation, love what they've done for me for 15 years, and I hope to do it for 15 more. Let me see. 15 more. Love what they do. And get it done now. And later on, do what I do. Do some tax planning and evaluation. Hopefully, they can get you in the right tax situation. We love it. It's the Patterson Tax Service. Donnie and Russell and Marty and Joni and all my friends there. When I walk in, it's like I'm normal over there. Hey, Joni, how you doing? Hey, Marty. Hey, Russell. Hey, Donnie. The good folks over that way. And I love the fact they said, not a guy that goes by where they don't hear about someone from the show that's called in. Love that, Patterson Tax Service. When we return, Tony Morrell is going to review South Carolina's spring game in hour number 3.
WCCP-FM.